A reading from the Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother, Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes and lives in me, even if he dies, will live, and anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are many dramatic scenes in the Gospel. A little girl, thought for dead, opening her eyes. A paralyzed man, jumping up and dancing around. Dazzling light on the top of a mountain with Elijah and Moses. Pigs filled with demons charging into a lake. Bread for 5,000, suddenly out of 5 loaves and 2 fish. Today's scene has a drama all its own, one that draws us in personally. We see the house filled with friends and neighbors. We hear hushed voices, a light laugh now and then, soft crying under the gentle murmur. We see Mary, inconsolable, Martha, silent, there, yet far away, caught in her memories, caught in the ache. Once she hears Jesus is coming, finally she knew he would come, finally. She goes out to meet him on the way. Up to now, she did not know what to do with herself. But Jesus' coming gives her purpose. She rises. She rises because she believes in him. Not sure what he can do now, but sure he holds hope. Sure that Jesus is where she wants to be. She is not able to sit and wait. His coming animates her mind, her heart, her feet. The tears finally begin to dampen her cheeks as she walks out the door, as she sees her friend. She believes. She believes in his friendship. She believes in his love for them, his love for Lazarus. She believes in his promise of more, in his commitment to goodness. She believes in his power to overcome. She believes in his closeness to God, in his holiness, his other-centeredness, his compassion. She believes he is a man of mercy. She believes he is a gentle, strong man, capable of love in a way she has not seen a man love. Her belief in Jesus is the one thing right now she is sure of. Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if they die, will live. Anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? What else can she say? Her days of wondering how much to trust him are over. She's not sure when, but it happened. She trusts him implicitly and always will. Her questions no longer outnumber the answers that have taken root in her heart. Her peace is in his word. Again, maybe she cannot name the day, the hour, or the minute this became true, but standing here in front of Jesus, she is sure. He is her peace. Echoing in her ears is his question, do you believe this? And in that split second, Martha's faith journey unfolds as clear as day. She says the only thing she can say, knowing what she knows. She cannot deny her own truth. Yes, Lord, I have come to believe. I have come to the point. I may have started somewhere else, but this is where I am now. I have come to believe in you. Can we, will we, do we say the same at such a moment? When everything we loved, everything as we know it has changed? How do we respond to the question that echoes in our ears? I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? What has our faith journey been? Where have we arrived? Can we say, yes, Lord, I have come to believe. I have come to believe in your friendship, in your promise of more, in your goodness, your commitment to me, to the ones I love. I have come to believe in your closeness to God, in your holiness and your other-centeredness, your compassion, your mercy. I have come to believe your strength, your gentleness. In fact, Lord, I have come to believe you are a man capable of love in a way I have never seen a man love. Yes, Lord, I have come to believe. This is where I stand now, with you. It is to this that I've come. Perhaps we cannot name the exact day or hour it happened, but our days of wondering how much to trust you are over. Our questions no longer outnumber the answers taken root in our hearts. Our peace is in your word, Lord. This is where our journey has led us. And so we can say, yes, Lord, we have come to believe.